Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy.
Yes, Grandpa.
Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Hello, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, coming to you today on a rainy day in Chattanooga. I don't know if it's raining all over the world. It's probably raining in Georgia. Because we're pretty close on the line to Georgia. Anyhow, I don't know what it's doing where you are whenever you're listening to this. I hope you are well. And today's episode is entitled, Not Again. Yep. I talked the last couple episodes, talked about the importance of family, and then I talked about time well spent. Well, went on a nice vacation, and when I got back home, I went to the J-O-B and got home from there, and from Friday, as soon as I got home, till Monday, almost Monday evening, I was in bed sick. What's up with that? I guess maybe I have a sickness-itis, because I was doing fine till I got back to the J-O-B. Have you ever experienced that, baby boomers? Have you got sickness-itis from the J-O-B, doing the same old thing, doing something you don't really have the heart for anymore? I love fixing things. Don't get me wrong, because I fix stuff all the time, have been all my life. Like fixing things, but the bureaucracy and the hubbub that I've been talking about in the last episodes, before the last couple of episodes, is just kind of weighing on this old soul. Yeah, how about you, baby boomers? If you haven't listened to those episodes, you can go back into the show notes and scroll down and look. It's pretty self-explanatory what the title is, and then little show notes. You can click on it, listen to it, or download it if you want to listen to it at a later time, at a time of your convenience. You can also subscribe. I would like that if you would, please. Then that way, every time a new episode comes out, you'll get notified and you won't miss a single one, not even one. If you want to rate me on iTunes or the listening platform you pleasure, go ahead. I know iTunes does a 1 to 5. 1 is the lowest, 5 is the highest. You give me whatever you think I deserve. Please be kind, but whatever you do, whatever you think, I'm okay with that, because you are free to express yourself. Yes, and before I move along with the rest of the show, I just want to take the time to give a shout out to the person or persons in Cupertino, California. Yes, Cupertino, California. I looked it up on a map, and that's near San Jose, near Silicon Valley. Yeah, I just want to give a shout out. I've looked at my little analytical statistics. Somebody in Cupertino or somebody's have been downloading a whole bunch. Usually I get a couple of downloads every show, and I got over 120. It's a lot. I don't have the number in front of me, but it's a whole lot, and I sure appreciate whoever you are, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Maybe you're downloading them and listening to them at your convenience. I wanted to take the time to say thank you, and I hope you are getting something out of the shows, and I appreciate you. Yes. So, what do you mean, not again? Well, I'm kind of getting sick and tired of getting sick and tired. Yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a stomach flu or the next strain of the old COVID virus, or if it's the new thing they're going to unleash on us before the next election. Uh-oh, conspiracy theories going. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Watch out for those that are triggered. Sorry for those that are not. Well, you know what I'm talking about. You never know what's going on. There's all sorts of sickness going out there. Yeah, and you never know what's going on and what you're getting and how you're getting it. And maybe it's just that I'm getting to be old. And when you get old, you're not as strong as you used to be. I don't like saying weak. Nope. I try to eat right. The missus makes good natural foods. Yes, she does. And we try to eat natural, organic, healthy things. I recommend that to you. If you're not doing it already, I do some exercise. I do a lot of exercise at the JLB, walking around all day. Yeah, walk around a lot. So I get my steps in at work. Get my steps in at work. So that's good. And let's see what else. I got my little weights at home. I don't lift the heavy weights like I used to. I used to like lifting heavy weights. Used to like working out and doing martial arts and all sorts of stuff. But you know, baby boomers, don't you know? When you get older and you get the fam and you get the busy with the job and the this and the that, you kind of, I don't know. Are you as disciplined as you should be? I know I'm not. I got to work on that. Maybe that'll help me not to have this happen again, because this happened too often. I don't think I'm allergic to to my vacations. I don't know if I'm allergic to where I went or driving. And yeah, hey, I don't know. What do you think, baby boomers? Just asking how you are doing, and what do you think about those kind of things? Kind of pondering that, because I'm in the old mobile studio, not moving, non-mobile studio, making this podcast. It's still kind of dark. It's not old dark 30, but it's just kind of cloudy and dark and rainy. I want to make this before I head on in, because that's the way they set it up for this here punishment they're giving to me for my let's just not go there. I want to get this podcast out, short as it may be, to you. Sorry for the shortness of this, but a little bit shorter than usual episode, but I did want to get this out before I went into the building, to the JOB, to get the day started on that, because I don't have the hours that I used to, where I'd come out a little bit earlier, a whole lot earlier, so I could make a show before I got home and go home, edit it, and then upload it. But now I have to try to make do with what I got, and what I got is a come in later, so I still am awake early as I used to get up. So I come in and sit in the parking lot, hopefully get things done before I go in, and then I can get things done when I get home. Yeah, kind of a little bit disjointed there, but I'm still not feeling really good. And I hope that don't happen again. I hope it don't happen to you as often as it has been happening to me. I do wish you well. I'll be praying good things for you for good health and strength, and I hope you'll be putting up some prayers for me if you are a believer, and some good vibes and thoughts, even if you're not. And I do appreciate that. I do hope you come back for the next Bobby the Boomer Show. And until then, I will just say goodbye and God bless.